It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful message from God's Word that God does love you. And He proved that love. He manifested that love. He commendeth His love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ, His only begotten Son, died for us. Today we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to For By Grace from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina, as they sing for us a song that's titled, It's Still the Cross.
Conservative or liberal, however they're defined, it's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we still the cross. It's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross. It's still the cross. Now we can water down theology and preach a word to suit our needs. And we can justify sweet subtle lives that are wrapped in noble deeds. We can alter our convictions to adapt to social wills. But we cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within. It's still the cross. It's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name. Some may say it's man's religion, or rain
It is a sacrifice that Jesus gave on the old rugged cross that buys salvation for sinners who would come to him confessing that they're sinners, repenting of their sins, and asking Jesus to save them. Here's what 1 Corinthians 1:17 says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." It is the cross of Christ, and Jesus' sacrificial substitutionary death on that cross, the shedding of his blood, so that you and I and every sinner in the world can be saved. Now, my friend, if you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible teaches about how you can receive this gift that God gave and Jesus bought by his death, burial, and resurrection, please call me. I would count it an honor to take a copy of God's Holy Word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation. My phone number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered where you can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and that's all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation, and written material that will also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. Let's listen to another song by For By Grace. The name of this second song is titled, I Will Praise Him.
Pray. rejoice and sing. I will praise Him in the good times. I'll praise Him in the bad. I will praise Him when I'm happy. I'll praise Him when I'm sad. I will praise Him for the blood that He shed on Calvary. I will praise His name forever. God has been so good to me. I will praise Him in the good times. I'll praise Him in the bad. I will praise Him when I'm happy. I'll praise Him when I'm sad. I will praise Him for the blood that He shed on Calvary. I will praise His name forever. God has been so good to me.
How important is it that a child of God praise the name of the Lord? Here's what it says in some of the verses that we find in the book of Psalms. Psalm 7:17, I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. In Psalm 9:2, I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to Thy name, O Thou Most High. Psalm 18:49, Therefore will I give thanks unto Thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto Thy name. Psalm 22:22, I will declare Thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise Thee. In Psalm 44:8, In God we boast all the day long, and praise Thy name forever. Selah. In Psalm 45:17, I will make Thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise Thee forever and ever. Psalm 48:10, According to Thy name, O Lord, so is Thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Psalm 52:9, I will praise Thee forever, because Thou hast done it. I will wait on Thy name, for it is good before Thy saints. Psalm 54:6, I will freely sacrifice unto Thee. I will praise Thy name, O Lord, for it is good. You will notice several things about these verses and psalms that we've read, and we've not exhausted by any means what the psalms have to say about praise to God. You'll notice that not only will the brethren hear about the praise, but the heathen will hear about the goodness of God through the praise of the psalmist, and that praise will be heard in all generations. The praise not only to the family in God's family, but also to the heathen who are lost, and through generations declaring the faithfulness of God and His goodness. And the Bible even says in the book of Psalms that because of the praise of the psalmist, he would sacrifice to the Lord. He would give of himself for the work of the Lord. This is praise. Praise that starts in our heart and goes to our lips and is heard among those that know the Lord, and is heard among those that don't know the Lord, and is given as we sacrifice to the Lord of our bodies and our will to follow after His will. And with all of that praise that we have for the Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation, and the Heavenly Father that loved us enough to send Jesus Christ to give Him so that we would have a sacrifice for our sins through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to show by our praise how God has changed our lives because of salvation. And we ought to share what God has done. And we ought to live in the confidence that God has given us through salvation. The psalmist said in Psalm 118:6, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" We have every confidence that God can give us the strength, the wisdom, and the power we need to live for Him. Listen to this last song by For By Grace from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsborough, North Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, I'm Not Ashamed.
I'm trusting in His Word. I'm not ashamed to lift up high the bloodstained banner, because I'm saved. I'm not ashamed. Sometimes we as Christians, upon the shelf, we're ashamed to lift our hands in praise. We wait on someone else. But Jesus died at Calvary, God's plan He did fulfill. And that is why I stand today, trying to do His will. I'm not ashamed to stand and say that I love Jesus. I'm trusting in His Word. I'm not ashamed to lift up high the bloodstained banner, because I'm saved. I'm not ashamed. In this life we have His blessings, yet we fail to praise His name. He said if we were ashamed of Him, to us He'd be the same. When He gave His life at Calvary, He did it for all men, so that I can stand and proudly say, I've been born again. I'm not ashamed to stand and say that I love Jesus. I'm trusting in His Word. I'm not ashamed to lift up high the bloodstained banner, because I'm saved. I'm not ashamed, because I'm saved. I'm not ashamed.
Here's what Paul said about the gospel in Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. If we have the confidence that God gives through His salvation, we ought to be sharing what God has done, boldly sharing the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding His blood to buy salvation for those who need to be saved. And how many people need to be saved? The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A few verses back in Romans 3:10, for there is none righteous, no, not one. You see, we need salvation. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, salvation is required for you to get to the Heavenly Father and go to heaven one day. But if you are saved, the confidence that you have in Christ should lead you to share the gospel, not being ashamed, but sharing what Jesus has done for you and sharing what Jesus can do for others. This is what we find in Hebrews chapter number 11. As we start out the chapter, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Faith gives us the opportunity to accept and believe the truth of what God has said about creation. It also gives a good report when we live our lives by faith, just as the elders receive that. Faith is the substance. It is the evidence. Faith is what we have to live by once we receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. In verse number 4, we mentioned Abel and the fact that he was faithful to believe God and faithful to prepare what was needed so others might be able to worship the Lord. He raised sheep in order that there might be sacrifices to give to the Lord. He gave his life as a martyr because of his testimony being killed by Cain, his brother, because God accepted Abel's offering and did not accept Cain's offering. In verse number 5, we find this: by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now remember, there was not the written word of God at this time, but there was Enoch who did please God, and pleased him to the extent that God did not allow him to see death. And he was translated. He was taken up. One preacher said that Enoch was the first was not, because he was translated by the Lord. I want to turn to Genesis chapter number 5, starting with verse number 18, dealing with the genealogies of Adam. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Verse number 21, and Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. We find in the book of Hebrews that the writer said that Enoch pleased God. In the book of Genesis chapter 5, we find that Enoch walked with God. Is there a difference there? Oh, no, because as you please God, you walk with him. And as you walk with God, you're pleasing to him. So to say that Enoch pleased God, he did. To say that Enoch walked with God, he did. And he was taken, he was translated, so that he would not see death because of the fact that he had fellowship with the Lord. Now, my friend, I want to remind you that know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If Enoch could walk with God and please God to the extent that God would take him home without seeing death. And of course, this is a picture of the New Testament church rapture. We can understand that as Enoch had no scripture to go by, he pleased God and walked with God in his communion with God. How much more could we walk closely with the Lord, having the completed text of God's holy word, the Bible, to read and to meditate on, to be able to apply to our lives? You would think it would be much easier to please God and walk with God, having his word and knowing what he says, so that after we receive Christ as Savior, we could be ready for that time that the Lord takes us, either to be absent from the body and present with the Lord in heaven, or in the rapture where he comes back and he translates all of those who know the Lord as their Savior, giving them glorified bodies and taking everyone that's been saved to heaven with him. It would seem like it would be easier for us to walk with the Lord than it was for Enoch. And yet we find today that even though we have the completed copy of God's word, many don't walk with the Lord Many walk in rebellion and disobedience, even saying that they know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. They face chastening and even to sin unto death, so that they are taken out because they have been unfaithful to the Lord. Now, a person that's been unfaithful to the Lord after salvation and commits that sin unto death, they don't lose their salvation, but they do lose the opportunity to live for the Lord. For this life is given on this earth after salvation for us to be a testimony for those that are lost. And my friend, if you know the Lord as your personal Savior, then are you walking with God? Are you having fellowship with Him? Are you pleasing to Him? Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We are told that we should follow God as dear children, walking in the will of the Lord, walking in the light of His Word. We should be as Enoch. So at any moment, when the Lord says it's time for you to come home, we can be absent from the body and present with the Lord, rejoicing in what He has done for us, in allowing us to serve Him after we've accepted Him as personal Savior. My friend, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's nothing that you can do to earn salvation by working towards salvation. Salvation is not up to your works. Salvation is having faith in the Lord. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." My friend, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, confess that you're a sinner to Him. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save you. He will save you if you'll call upon His name, as Romans 10:13 proclaims. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."